Silver! Away!
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hail Silver! The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful mask rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Away!
While Milford Carey was by no means Plainville's most distinguished citizen, there were certain characteristics that set him apart from ordinary men. First and foremost, Milford was violently opposed to work. Second, he dedicated his life to the principle that any form of manual labor was a sin. And Milford hated sin. That's the reason he was standing in the office of Sheriff Patton.
Then I realized what I'd done, Sheriff. I knew it was a sin. My conscience hurt me.
Yeah?
So I decided to confess, to give myself up, and... Well, here I am.
So you're the varmint who's been sneaking over to Charlie Miller's farm and stealing chickens?
Yes, there's no use denying it. I'm guilty. The flesh is weak, Sheriff. I succumbed to temptation. But now I repent, and I'm willing to pay my debt to the law.
Yes. Charlie told me he's been having trouble with chicken thieves out at his place. But I never thought you were... Say, come to think of it, he told me he was going to set a trap there in the hen house. A big bucket of whitewash would fall on it.
Say no more, Sheriff. Look at my hands. The back of my coat. My pants. See?
Hey, Juniper, you are splashed up with whitewash, ain't you?
Oh, yes. My head is bowed in shame.
Well, I guess you're guilty, all right. I have to lock you up and hold you over for trial.
Crime doesn't pay, Sheriff. I'm a living example of those words.
The biggest trouble with you, Milford, is that you're lazy. And you're a liar. Come on. Walk right ahead of me, back to the cell. You know where it is. You've been in there often enough.
You mean I don't tell the truth?
You're the biggest dad-burned liar in seven counties, and you know it. Yeah, right in here.
Oh, Sheriff.
You're always confessing to some crime so you land in here and get free room and board.
Those are hard words.
You confess to cattle rustling, stagecoach robbery, claim jumping, anything to get in jail. But you must really be guilty this time. That whitewash proves it.
I'm sorry, Sheriff. It was hunger that made me break the law and steal those chickens. I was hungry. I'm still hungry. Don't you feed the prisoners in here?
You know plain well we do. Prisoner's food comes from where the Stevens rested next door.
Thank you, Sheriff. A repentant sinner, thank you.
Can I have an old scallywag?
afternoon, Sheriff.
Hello, Bud.
Here, just to show you how much the citizens of Plainville appreciate their sheriff, I'll buy you a drink.
Well, thanks. Wait a minute till I tell Mr. Stevenson.
Come in, Sheriff. The chicken and dumplings on the menu.
I'm not hungry, widow. And I've got a prisoner over in the calaboose. Will you take some grub over to him?
Of course. I'll do it right away.
Thanks, and charge it to the county.
Who's the prisoner, Sheriff?
Just Milford Carey. Confessed to stealing chickens from Charlie Miller. Like as not, he has. That critter will do anything to keep from working.
Sure. Everybody knows old Calaboose Carey.
Here comes Charlie Miller now. I'll tell him about it. Hey, Charlie.
Well, I'm glad to see you, Patton. I got a message for you. Hiya, Bart.
Hello, Charlie.
Message, you say?
Yeah. Allie Simmons over at the express office wants you to drop by this evening. Seems eastbound stage didn't come in, so he has to hold a $10,000 shipment of gold in the office overnight.
Well, no need for Ollie to worry. Nobody knows the gold's there. But I'll see him later on.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I've got some news for you, too.
It's you?
I finally discovered who's been stealing my chickens all summer. It was a big buck coyote. Trapped him last night.
What's that? A coyote?
Sure, he's a critter who's been doing it right along. But I've got his hide tacked up in the barn now. He won't be killing any more chickens. Milford Carey came by and helped me skin him.
Oh, sure, Milford Carey helped. I thought you told me you had a trap set for that chicken thief. A bucket of whitewash rigged up to fall on him.
I did. It fell on the coyote just before he stepped into a steel trap. What's wrong, Sheriff?
That lion critter bamboozled me again. Excuse me, gents. There's another hide around here that needs to be tacked up.
Chicken and dumplings will show you that the law isn't entirely heartless.
Never tasted anything better.
Chicken and dumplings are my specialty. In the restaurant, I serve them regular every Tuesday.
I know. That's the
you misbegotten lion. Put down that plate and get out of here.
Oh, Sheriff.
What? Sheriff, what's wrong?
You know what's wrong. Light yourself into jail again, trying to get another free meal. Now get out.
Can't you let me stay just long enough to try one of these dumplings? Haven't had a chance to taste.
I'll give you a dumpling right out the front door.
Now get. Oh.
Don't ever show your lion face around here again. Bad juniper, I'll... excuse me, widow.
Oh, it's too bad. Mr. Carey seems like such a nice man.
He seems like a lot of things. But I can't mention him in front of a lady.
Longhorn Cafe was the favorite meeting place for ranchers, farmers, and townsmen of Plainville. And it was just after sundown when Sheriff Patton pushed open the front door.
Good evening, boys.
I'm still waiting to buy that drink, Sheriff. I was beginning to think you'd never show up.
All right, Bud.
Set him up, Frank.
Right away, Mr. Livermore.
Seems like riding the law keeps you mighty busy, Sheriff.
Yes, busy with no results. There's an organized gang of Alhoots working in this county. But I can't track them down.
Is that so?
They've held up the stage three times within the last 6 months. Rustled stock off the Diamond T Ranch and robbed the bank over in Mason City.
What makes you think it's an organized gang?
Because everything they do is too slick and pat. They must have inside information. Dagnabbit, I wish
well,
I could...
Well, don't feel too bad about it, Sheriff. After all, you did jail one thief today. Caboose Carey.
Don't mention that promising to me. See if my job isn't tough enough without a scallywag like Milford Carey messing
here
up his...
Here you are, gents. I heard about Carey's latest confession, Sheriff. He's right down at the end of the bar now, trying to talk me out of a free drink.
He'd better keep out of my sight. I swear if that worthless old hypocrite ever...
Say, what's that? Sounds like gunfire.
Oh, like as not. Just a few cowpokes letting off steam. Nothing to worry about.
You may be right, Bud, but that better go... Right here. What's wrong?
Robbery. Maybe a killing. Two masked outlaws just held off the express office. Ollie Simmons and Charlie Miller tried to shoot it out with them, but they got away.
Sheriff, do you think...
I'll do my thinking later. Right now, I'm heading for the express office. must have forced him to open it.
Yeah, he's dead.
Dirty murdering. And the safe's cleaned out, too.
Here's Charlie Miller, stretched out on the floor, back of the counter.
Is he?
No, I don't think so. No sign of bullet wounds. Big cut on his head, but he's still breathing.
Charlie, can you tell me what happened? Who did this?
Two of them. Masked. They hit me on the head, but I recognized one of them.
Who was it, Charlie? Tell me.
Is he dead, Sheriff?
Nope, just fainted, I think. His heart's still beating. Needs a doctor. Somebody who's got a rig, take Charlie home and call Doc Jenkins.
I'll take him, Sheriff. I'll get a rig from the livery
stable. Good. Now I want a posse to ride with me and trail the dirty buzzards who did this job. All right, saddle up all of you. Meet me in front of my office in 10 minutes.
Anything I can do, sir?
Better guess not, Bart. Oh, yes, here is one thing. I hired a deputy a few days ago. His name's Clint Sears.
Yeah?
I sent him to Mason City this morning on an errand. When he gets back, tell him to take over like a man, huh?
Don't worry, I'll tell him. Anything else?
Nothing except you might help Frank find a doctor for Charlie Miller. Charlie was trying to tell me something before he lost consciousness. I don't want him to forget it.
You're right. I'll take care of that, too.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had made camp at the bottom of a small ravine not far from the outskirts of Plainville. They were preparing their evening meal.
A grub be ready plenty soon, Kemosabe. We eat.
Good. I want to turn in early tonight. We had a long ride today.
Maybe we... Kemosabe, you hear that?
Yes, gunshots. They came from that hill to the left of us. What's over there, do you know?
Me see farmhouse.
Now listen. Maybe we... Somebody's riding away from there mighty fast.
Maybe better we go see, huh?
No, Tonto, I don't like to mix in. Wait a minute. Someone's yelling now.
Come here, quick! Me think plenty trouble.
It's heading straight for us. Here comes somebody. Careful, Tonto.
Don't shoot, Jens. Ain't no reason for you to shoot me.
Who are you?
Kerry. Milford Kerry. I saw you ride away from Charlie Miller's place after Frank, the bartender, went to fetch a doctor.
Is that so?
I figured you'd be wearing a mask. Then I spotted your campfire down here in the hollow, so I come down to warn you.
Warn us about what?
Frank and Doc Jenkins come back. I heard Frank yelling. Oh, and they find Charlie dead, shot right through the head.
Someone has been murdered?
Sure. You drilled him clean as a whistle. But you don't need to worry. You and the engine can hightail it out of here, and I'll confess to the whole thing. The sheriff will have to believe me this time.
You'll confess? Did you commit the murder?
Nope, but I figure that's the only way I'll get back in jail long enough to eat some of the Widow Stevens' chicken dumplings.
You mean you'll become involved in murder just for the sake of a meal?
Stranger, I can see you've got no idea how good them chicken and dumplings are. Leastways, the chicken's extra special. If I can just sink my teeth into one of those dumplings,
Oh, that's right, Doc. I can see a fire down in the
hall. Kemosabe, someone to come.
Cover the fire, Tonto, quick.
That's Frank and Doc Jenkins. Grab your horses and skedaddle.
Not yet. We may have to run, but the moon's too bright for a getaway now.
There's somebody down there. I'll smoke them out.
Use your gun, Tonto, but aim high.
Me do it.
Chumplin's your horse of that. I didn't figure on... why a feller could get killed standing here.
A curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. Although their position in the ravine placed them at a disadvantage, the Lone Ranger and Tonto continued to aim high and avoid bloodshed if possible.
There they are, Doc. I can see one of them. A big armory. Where are the men? Work around to the right. Let's close in.
We'll have to run for it, Tonto, to keep from being trapped. Where are the horses?
Them back of trees and a ravine.
Good. Now stay down when you run and keep on firing. It's dark enough to cover us. Come on. Steady, big fella. You all right, Tonto?
But what happened to Loka fella?
I don't know. We'll get away from here, circle the town, and make another camp. There are a lot of things I want to find out, especially about Milford Carey.
Come on, Silver. Get him up, scout.
It was almost noon of the following day before Sheriff Patton and his posse returned to Plainville from a fruitless search that had lasted all night. As they reined up in front of the lawman's office, Clint Sears, his deputy, greeted him.
Oh, there. Hi,
Sheriff.
Hello, Clint.
I got some news for you.
All right. You might as well stable your mounts, boys, and get some sleep. It's too bad we didn't run down them skunks, but I'm beholden to all of you for your help. So I'll see you later. Now, Clint, what's the news?
I heard about the robbery and murder last night. Bart Livermore told me.
Yes, me and the posse trailed the skunks who did it, but the trail faded out about 40 miles west of here. Yeah, that reminds me. I've got to ride out to Charlie Miller's place. Ought to be able to talk
Sheriff,
by now.
Sheriff, that's part of the news I got to tell you. It's about Charlie Miller.
What do you mean?
He was killed last night. Shot through the head.
Well, I'll be...
Frank, the bartender from the Longhorn, took him home. Then he went to get Doc Jenkins. Before they got back to Charlie's farm, somebody walked into his house and shot...
But who would do that?
The other part of my news. I've arrested the man who did it. He's locked up in one of the cells.
You've arrested... Well, good work, Clint. I'm proud of you. You're a real deputy.
No, I didn't do much. Man's conscience hurt him, so he walked right in here and confessed.
What's that? Confessed?
Yeah. So I locked him up. He was hungry, so I ordered some food from the restaurant next door.
Now, wait a minute. Before you go any further, I want to see this confessed murder.
Chicken tastes even better than it yesterday, would it, Stevens?
Oh, thank you.
Now, maybe I'll get a chance to taste one of the dumplings. Didn't get that far yesterday.
Milford Carey! You low-down lying coyote.
Oh. Hello, Sheriff.
That's the man, Sheriff.
That ain't a man. It's not McCallaboose Carey. Double-dyed, four-flushing lion. Put down that club and get out of here.
Oh, can't I even take just one bite out of a dumpling, Sheriff? I'm awful hungry.
You can starve to death for all I care. Give me your keys, Clint.
But he's confessed to killing Charlie Miller.
Yes, that's right, Sheriff. Everything went black. And there I stood with a smoking gun in my hand. And you're forgetting about all my other crimes. I robbed the grocery store, rustled the cattle, I stole money from the church, burned down Bill Saunders'
barn. Get up!
Oh, Sheriff, please be careful.
Don't worry. Open that front door, Clint.
Yeah, it ain't fair to treat an honest criminal this way.
Half-witted hyena. If I lay eyes on you again,
Oh!
Slam the door, Clint.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand, Sheriff Patton. I thought...
I know. Guess I shouldn't blame you because you're new around here. That farmer I just threw out is Calaboose Carey. He'll confess to anything just to get a free meal.
It's a shame, because he does seem to enjoy chicken and dumplings.
Well, then, robbery and everything else going on around here, and I have to be pestered with a critter like him.
Fall down here. Let me help you stand up.
Thanks, Injun. Well, I didn't exactly fall. I was... Why, you're the same redskin I saw that masked man last night.
Me ride into town. Look every place for you. Not find you till now.
I've been in jail. I'd still be there eating chicken and dumplings if the sheriff hadn't... What do you want to see me for?
Well, masked man, him want to make talk. Say, bring you to camp.
No, I couldn't do that. You and that gent with the mask are professional outlaws. I'm just an amateur. Don't want to lose my standing.
Well, mask man say bring fella for dinner.
Yeah. What's that? Did you mention grub?
Huh.
Not chicken and dumplings.
No. Me catch trout, fry them with bacon, make plenty hot biscuits.
Oh, that's enough. How do I get to this camp you're talking about?
Well, me have saddle horse. You ride double?
Sure, sure. Lead off engine. As long as there's no work connected with it, I'll do anything for a good meal.
Will you have another biscuit, Milford?
Oh, gosh, I'd sure like to, but I'm tighter than a tick. Never ate so much trout and biscuits in my life. Injun, you're a mighty fine cook. I'll bet even the Widow Stevens dumplings ain't any better than your biscuits. Of course, I haven't had a chance to compare them. Sheriff never lets me get to the dumplings before he...
Milford, from what you've told me about the robbery of the express office, the murder of Ollie Simmons and Mr. Miller, the same man or group of men must be responsible.
Like as not, you're right. I don't know.
It's up to us to find out who it is.
What? You must be loco. Hunting down outlaws is the sheriff's business.
No more than ours. See, Tonto and I are under suspicion because we happen to be camped nearby. And as long as these murders remain unsolved, you can't confess to any more crimes.
Oh, never thought of that.
Now, you said you saw the man who killed Charlie Miller.
Yep, I saw him riding away from the house just as I walked up.
What did he look like?
I couldn't see very well. He was wearing a mask like yours. That's why I figured it was you.
That isn't much help. Let's ride over to Miller's farm. Otto tells me the body's already been taken into town, so the place should be deserted.
Sure, but what's the idea?
I don't know yet. Call the horses, Tonto.
Come, Scout. Yes, sir, Bert.
Now let's look over the ground directly under this window. There might be some kind
Mister,
of
Mister, you're the funniest acting outlaw I've ever seen.
Maybe I'm not an outlaw, Milford, any more than you are.
Then why...
Kimasabi, a plenty sign here.
What is it, Tonto?
A fella stand here. Stand one place. Long time.
It's obvious that whoever robbed and killed Ollie Simmons must have killed Charlie Miller because he knew he'd been recognized. Milford, how many tall men live in Plainville? Men as tall as I am.
Oh, not many. Frank, the bartender, Doc Jenkins, both kind of rangy like.
They were the ones who shot at us last night?
That's right. Can't think of any more tall gents, except Bart Livermore.
Oh, who's he?
Owns a big ranch east of town. Both him and Frank were in the Longhorn last night when the express office was robbed.
Yes, that seems to rule them out. Except for the fact that the... Milford, you're going into town and make another confession to the sheriff.
Oh, no, no, I ain't. If you'd been thrown out of that jail as many times as I have...
It'll turn out all right. I'm sure it will.
Why, what do you mean?
Now listen carefully and I'll explain.
Because he won't believe me. I've been in jail so many times, the sheriff won't believe me.
And neither will anybody else if they get good sense.
Oh, hello, Sheriff.
What's this cock and bull story about you knowing who killed Charlie Miller?
I do know. I can prove it.
All right, tell me.
No, can't do that, but I can prove it. If you'll come out to Charlie's farm.
I'm not going to stand for any more. You're lying.
I was out there, standing outside the house when it happened. I saw the hombre who did it. And I can point him out.
You addle-headed old hypocrite. I had
a... Why don't you make him prove it, Sheriff? Can't tell. Maybe the old coot did see something.
Sure. Make me prove it. Come out to Miller's farm. Everybody come out to Miller's farm.
I'm going to be in on this, too. The bar's closed till we get back. Are you coming, Mr. Livermore?
No, I'm not. And I think the sheriff's crazy to listen to that old fossil.
All right, Milford. This is one confession that better be good, or I'll run you out of town on a rail. Let's go. Come on. Well, we're here, Milford. Start proving.
Oh, easy. We have to go inside the house. That's where Charlie was killed.
I know that, and so does everybody else.
Oh, wait, wait. You'll see.
Yeah, come on, boys. We've come this far. We might as well follow the old coot in the house. Now what, Milford?
If you'll all be quiet, I'll show you. Well, first, I want you to notice that the window over there is wide open.
Yeah, most windows are in weather as hot as this.
It was open last night. A man stood outside and fired at Charlie, who was lying unconscious here on the couch. He was a tall man.
What does that prove? Nothing.
Now I'll tell you his name. I say, now I'll tell you his name.
Watch out, Milford.
Afraid he wouldn't yell in time for me.
Where'd that shot come from?
Outside, sir.
Come on.
Come on,
it's
my boys.
There they are.
I've got him, Tonto. You grab his gun.
He knew it.
Dirty snake.
That's it. A holding tower.
But they've got him. Oh, it's Livermore.
A masked man, Sheriff, and an Injun. Must be outlaws.
Don't reach for it, Sheriff. I have you covered, all of you. Keep those guns in leather until you hear what I've got to say. This man is the one you're searching for. He killed Charlie Miller last night. And I'm sure he's the head of a gang that robbed the express office.
You mean Bart Livermore?
What do you say, Bart? Start talking. It better be straight.
Well, you can't prove a thing.
He's guilty, Sheriff. I caught him just now as he was aiming a gun at Milford Carey. Every murder needed another one to cover up.
Well,
when you get him in jail, I'm sure you can find out who the rest of his gang are.
Sure I will.
Good. Come on, Tonto.
Who are those hombres, Sheriff?
Blamed if I know. Things have been happening too fast for me. The first thing I'm going to do is arrest this sneaking coyote, Bart Livermore.
I still can't figure it out, Sheriff. How did Milford Carey know
I can't tell you, Clint, because I don't know the answer myself. And Milford won't tell me.
Where is Milford? What became of him?
right now, he's back there in the best cell we've got.
Cell? Is he in jail?
Sure. Protective custody of the law any time he wants it from now on. Come on, I'll show you.
Oh, Mr. Carey, I'm so glad you finally got to taste my dumplings.
Yeah, it took a lot of confession to stay in his jail. But I finally made it.
I'm Silver!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.